plate a potential nugget.
One of the pieces I was curious about, Marshall, was the art of asking good questions. You speak about having some go-to questions which really provoke reflection with a coachee. In your experience, what wisdom would you have for people or coaches who are...
I'm going to give everybody my first six questions that I challenge myself with every day. And if you just do nothing but ask these questions every day, fill out the form, you'll get better. I mean, I've thousands of people have done research, you'll get better. One question is, did I do my best to set clear goals today? Mm-hmm. Now, I have a program I'm doing called the LPR 50. Mm-hmm. These are amazing people. I mean, let's see, who's in our group? We've got the head of the US Olympic Committee. We've got NBA All-Star, National Football League All-Star. Wouldn't you always join Academy Award winner? We've got... President Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, on and on. CEO of all these big companies, and we go through this every week. They evaluate themselves every day, and then once a week we have a dialogue about this. And they meet in groups of say 6 to 10. 50 people meeting in groups of 6 to 10. I spend 7 hours every weekend on this. It's amazing. They love it too. The first question is, did you do your best to set clear goals? Do you think they all going to get a 10? Nope. Some days I woke up, I did emails, I got on a phone call, day was over. Next, did I do my best to make progress toward achieving my goals? Some days I got distracted, I forgot what I was doing. Did I do my best to find meaning? I've had a guy who was a heart surgeon give himself a 3 out of 10 on finding meaning. It's not what you do. It's how it relates to your life. Now, the next one we're going to spend time on, did I do my best to be happy? Yesterday, I did this with a guy who, for millions of people, would be a god. Rich, good-looking, young, famous, critically acclaimed. 4. Okay, Deepak, 1 to 10. 10 is high, 1 is low. What would be your score on the average day? Did I do my best to be happy? Did I do my best to be happy? 1 to 10. Give me a number.
6. So 7?
6. Yeah. We'll say 6.5. The average in the world is 5.5. Now, I did this with 3 medical doctors. Jim Kim, Raj Shah, John Noseworthy, and they're in my book, Triggers, 3 of the smartest people I ever met. Yeah, World Bank, Mayo Clinic, Rockefeller Foundation. They're not dumb, right? All medical doctors. All 3 said, it never dawned on me to try to be happy. So I said, well, did it dawn on you you're going to die? Did you kind of figure that out, death? They said, yeah, yeah. In medical school, they cover that topic, death. Yeah, yeah, death. Yeah, we're going to die, yeah. Well, I said, you think this is a silly question? No. I forgot to ask. I was too busy achieving things. I forgot to ask. I was too busy achieving things. How old are you?
I'm 44.
I'm 71. The years? If you're 71 and you look back on your life and say, on the average day, I got a 6.5 on trying to be happy, you know what you think about Deepak? Dumbass. You think the 71-year-old you would think that was impressive or not too much? Now, Deepak, we're all going to be equally dead here. My advice is be happy. And by the way, if you think you're going to be happy when you write the book, you achieve the status, you get that success, guy I talked to yesterday, if there was a win, he was way beyond any win. The answer is not out there. The answer's in here. Hmm. Now, I don't know if you ever heard of something called the Bhagavad Gita.
Of course.
Yeah, the Bhagavad Gita, there's Arjuna and Krishna. What does Krishna say? look, don't get fixated on the outcomes. Focus on the process, you do your best, and you make peace. Deepak, have you ever gotten fixated on the outcomes?
Often.
Yeah, reread that little poem. Yeah, there's a reason that poem is still around after all those years. It is what it is. Mm. You are where you are. You make peace. You come up with a strategy. You do your best. That's it. One of the happiest people I know is Harry Baxter. He's the CEO of Baxter. Harry Kramer, CEO of Baxter, and just a good guy. Have you ever met Harry? You should have him on your show. He's a great guy. Anyway, Harry, somebody said, how do you sleep at night? Because you have to fire people. You've had to lay people off. How do you sleep? He said, two questions. Did I do my best? Did I do what I thought was right? If I did what I thought was right and I did my best, I sleep at night. That's all you can do. That's all any of us can do.
Thank you, Marshall. Marshall, the...
Oh, wait. The last two questions are, did I do my best to be fully engaged?
Right.
And did I do my best to build positive relationships? Now, Deepak, single or married?
Married with two kids.
Married? Oh, very good. And what's your wife's name?
Kamini.
Very nice. Now, do you believe customer satisfaction is important in life? Is customer satisfaction important? And should we ask our customers for input about how we can improve? And should we listen and try to get better? Have you been asking your lovely wife, what can Deepak do to be a better partner in this relationship?
No.
You know, Deepak, I'm very confused. Very confused. Now, who's more important, those customers that don't know your name and could care less if you died, or your wife who seems to love you on occasion? Who's more important?
Said your wife.
Why haven't you asked your wife how you can be a better husband? That's a question.
Probably comes down to courage, not having the courage to.
Raise your right hand. My name is Deepak.
My name is Deepak.
I need help.
I need help.
I'm a coward.
I'm a coward.
See, we're all cowards. Why don't we do this stuff? Because it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing. It's humbling. It's painful. We don't want to deal with the truth. It's hard. Why do I have somebody kick my ass? I'm a coward. Why does Pau Gasol have a trainer? I'm a coward. Twyla Tharp, I'm a coward. Hey. We all talk about willpower as if somehow we have all this willpower. Willpower is grossly overrated. None of us have that much willpower. Who are we kidding?
Thank you for listening. For more podcast content, please visit playtopotential.com.